Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Arizona Live Arizona service here for the Fisherman Ministry. Thank you all for joining us this morning, and we're going to get started.
Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Making war in the heavenlies, down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Do not bow our knee to the prince of the air, for we know the truth has set us free. And under our feet he will surely be crushed, and heaven and all will stand in victory. Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Our hearts are set apart for the courts of the Lord, and we will not be bought or sold. By His Spirit in us, we will overcome, pulling down every stronghold. Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, setting firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. That exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. That exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. But wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step, we're moving forward, little by little, taking ground. Every breath, a powerful weapon, strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step, moving forward, little by little, taking ground. Every breath's a powerful weapon. Strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. Every move I make in You. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. Let's do that part again. Every move I make in You. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. Every step I take in You. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see Your grace. Your grace has covered me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be? La 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 la. La 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 la. Every move I make in You. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. Every step I take in You. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see Your grace. Your grace has covered me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be? La 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 la. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see Your grace. Your grace has covered me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be? Every move I make in You. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. Every step I take in You. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in You. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see Your grace. Your grace has covered me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be? La 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 la.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Cause your love came down. Your love came down. Your love came down. And it saved me. Yes, your love came down, and it turned me around. Yes, your love came down, and it saved me. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Just grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace that will lead me home. 'Cause your love came down. Yes, your love came down. Yes, your love came down. And you saved me. Yes, your love came down. And you turned me around. Yes, your love came down and it saved me. Though we've been there 10,000 years, but shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. And your love came down. Yes, your love down. Yes, your love came down and it saved me. Yes, your love came down and it turned me around. Yes, your love came down and you saved me. One more time. Yes, your love came down. Yes, your love came down. Yes, your love came down. And it saved me. Oh, it saved me.
I had a hard time getting find that last note, honey. You're up.
Good morning, everybody. Every step I take in you, Lord Jesus. Every move I make in you. You are my way, Jesus. That song is, it's interesting timing that Rick sang that song this morning. Maybe he planned it. I'm not sure. Rick and I have been talking a lot this week about what we can do versus what we think we can do. I've been doing some video editing, and at first glance, when I first started it, I said to Rick, this doesn't come naturally to me. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this. And what he said to me was, excuses, excuses, excuses. Most of us go into things in this world thinking either one of two things. Either I can't do it, I've never done it before, so therefore I cannot do it, I'm unable to do it. Or the other one is, if I work hard enough, I can do anything. Which is not true. I don't see myself becoming an astronaut if I put my mind to it and really work hard at it. So the world says if you work really hard at something, you can do it. But the word says, and God says, that if he has given you something to do, you're able to do it. Through him, yes. That is a key, actually. You are not able to do it in your own strength. You are able to do it by faith in him. Matthew 8, I'm going to read verse 5 to 13, but verse 13 is really the one I want to get to. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. I like the centurion's answer. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. I like that, what the centurion said, for two reasons. The fact that he recognized he wasn't worthy. That's kind of a key when we come before the Lord for help. You have to humble yourself and recognize that you're not worthy. But the other thing which is equally astounding to me is he recognized authority. And he knew that Jesus didn't actually have to go with him for it to be accomplished. He just had to speak it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Jesus said to him, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. The next scripture I want to read is Philippians 4, verse 13. But you can go back to the beginning and read. It's the story about contentment in all situations and the ability to do things, to do anything through Christ, because he gives you the ability to do it. So Philippians 4 verse 13 is, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do nothing in my own strength successfully, but in him I can do all things. The other one is Mark 9 verse 23. This is the story about the man whose son had a dumb spirit and the disciples couldn't cast it out. But this verse, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now in talking with Rick this week about video editing and stuff like that, what I've seen is that the truth is, a lot of the things we say we can't do is because either fear rules us in that area or we just plain don't want to do it. For me, what I saw with regard to some of this stuff was that I didn't want to do it because if I did it, it would mean I could do it, which would mean I'd be asked to do more of it in the future. And that means there's more required of me. You know, when the Lord shows these things to you, it's an opportunity for you to choose. Do you want to sit there and fingers in your ears while he's trying to speak to you and say, I don't get it. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I'm done. Or are you going to say, okay, Lord, you want me to learn this thing? Obviously, it's important that I learn it. So I'm going to give it 100%. Do all things as unto the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to give it 100%. If you don't give it 100%, you can't expect to be successful in it. And you can't expect to be successful in it necessarily immediately. I've done 3 videos. This is the first one I've done almost entirely by myself. But I couldn't do it by myself the first time because I'd never done it before. So Rick gave me guidance. The second time I wrote notes down and did it myself as he spoke and gave me guidance. This time I went back to my notes when I needed them. And my hope is that on the fourth time, I will remember. I will remember those things in the order that they were given to me. And I will be able to do the entire thing. But the Lord, you have to believe that He is God. There's no, what's the scripture I'm thinking of? No darkness in Him at all. You have to believe that because if He gives you a thing to do, you are able to accomplish it as long as you keep your eyes firmly planted on Him, not on your ability or lack of. I mean, what came to me this morning in talking to Rick about this was, you know, my gut reaction. I've been listening to him deal with other people with some of the broadcasting issues that they've had. And I've talked to him about it. And I said, you know, truthfully, when I look at the screen that you guys have to work on, it freaks me out. I immediately have this, oh, I can't do that. I wouldn't know where to start. I have no idea. And unfortunately, that is most of us. Most of you out there think like that. It is a rare thing to find someone who doesn't say, you know, on a slightly side note, I've watched my husband Rick over the years. And we were talking this morning about something that a company asked him to do a thing. And they asked him if he could do it. And he said, yes. He'd never done it before. He didn't know if he could do it. But he said yes and then went about doing the research to figure out how to get it accomplished. Because he realized he wasn't the first person who would have ever done this before. So there must be someone out there who could help him. And unfortunately, for most of us, our gut answer is, no, I can't do that. I've never done it before, so it can't be done. You see it in children. Well, you see it in some children. Some children just go head first into everything and then realize, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have been able to do that. And others immediately go in from a perspective of, oh, it's too high, I can't go there. If the Lord has given you something to do, if you keep your eyes on Him, you are able to do it and to complete it and do it well. But if it's about you, it's never going to give any glory to God and it's going to fail. That's all I have.
Okay, when the words stop coming, shut up. All right, I want to put a little more meat on the bones on that story, Sue, because you got like the gist of it right. But if I could set the scene for a minute, we were back in South Carolina and we were fixing to get ready to move, and we had some pretty significant bills. And I prayed, said, Lord, please provide the resources to make this move. Now, you know, a check in the mail would have been great. But what happened was a phone call from my client that said, hey, Rick. I said, yes, sir. See, we've got this blog over here, and it's with this old platform, and we want to put it on a new platform. We heard you work with WordPress. So, yes, sir, I do. says, well, they're going to be shutting it down. We need our entire blog moved. We need it done in 2 weeks. Okay. A little short notice there, boss. Says, what will it cost? Says, I don't know, but I'll tell you, it's going to cost X amount of dollars per hour. In the end, where we were talking about several thousands of dollars worth of work. Now, what they were asking me to do, I had never done. Never done it. But I had asked the Lord for provision for the move. Amen. And here was provision for the move. So because I'd never done it, do I say, oh, geez, I don't know. You better ask somebody else. I don't know how to do this. Or do I say, Lord, thank you for the provision. I will trust you for the wisdom to accomplish it. And he not only gave me the wisdom to accomplish it, but they were extremely pleased with it and got it done in time, which in and of itself was a miracle. And I mean, every day I would get something asked of me that I had never done. Can you change this? Well, that's not really not an option. So I'd have to go, I'm not a coding guy. You know, the best website I ever did, I ripped off from somebody else. You know, it's just, I copy stuff other people have done, modify it to suit my needs. I am not a code from scratch guy. It's just never done it. But, you know, hey, you know, I can take a look at it, find out what's going on, and make the adjustments. And every time I would go to the Lord and say, Lord, how do I do this? You gave me this work. How do I do it? And every single time he was faithful to give me what I needed to satisfy the needs of my client. And that was a huge testimony to me personally that I can trust the Lord. Now, I didn't come by that like day one, because if you talk to Steve, you have back at Dog River, you had some folks that were can-do folks. You had one can-do folk, it was Steve, and you had a tribe of can't-do folks, which was the rest of us. And the miracle that was Dog River was the transitioning of folks from can't do to can do. Because the can't do, that's unbelief. My mother, as I was growing up learning piano, I would say, I can't do that. She would constantly tell me, I can't means I won't. And that's true. You know, there's that truth of, the truth of a man does what a man wants to do. The other truth is, I can't means I won't. And that's a hard one to really wrap yourself around. You know, I was listening to Sue as she was doing this video editing. You know, let's be realistic. You think God cares whether or not Sue knows how to edit video? Probably not. But I tell you what God does care about is that if she continues to live in unbelief, he's not going to have that in heaven. The transition of her living her life in faith is absolutely critical to her walk with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And your walk with the Lord is critically tied to that learning to walk by faith. Now, if we can learn to walk by faith in the things that don't matter, then he can give us things that do matter and we will be successful in them. Amen. If you can't learn to walk by faith in those things that are small, learning how to code something you'd never done before, learning how to edit video, learning how to run a mixer, learning how to run SAM audio and all its idiosyncrasies and, you know, no going into it. All right, I got to check this. All right, let's make sure this is working. If you can't do that tiny little teeny thing, what makes you think you're going to do anything spiritual for God? There's a phrase that I have heard and I keep hearing over and over and over. And what's worse is I hear it come out of my mouth and it's something I'm working hard against. So I'm going to put it out there for you. Next time you're asked to do something you've never done, see if you say, I don't have a clue. I want you to just kind of key into that phrase, I don't have a clue. Because much like the phrase take care becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, so does the phrase, I don't have a clue. Because the truth of the matter is, you probably do. See, the discussion Sue and I had over the video editing, again,
It's insignificant. It's video editing, right? But the underlying attitude behind this wall of I can't do this was she would say, well, I don't have a clue. And I would actually get angry, would I not, Sue?
Yes.
I would get angry and I would yell at her and say, BS, you do have a clue. You have done it before. Walk me through the steps. And she would, she's never done it. Right? Am I exaggerating at all?
Just slightly on the cry.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe she didn't cry, but she was pretty close to it, all right? There were like the lip was quivering and the whole thing. But the truth is she had done it. She was able to do it. And the phrase, I don't have a clue, was so utter BS that it just incensed me. Because it was just giving in to the unbelief and the I don't want to really is what the thing. And if you can't break through on this stuff that's insignificant, what makes you think you'll be at all of any use to God with the things that are significant? You know, the training that was Dog River Business Solutions under Steve. And I can imagine Steve when the Lord told him, hey, man, you did everything I asked you to do. You know, you accomplished what I gave you to do. I could imagine him going, what, huh? Because, gosh, man, we were, as a business and successful, we were not. We were horrible. We were terrible, man. But on the other side of that, the skills we learned, for those that embraced them, really, you got those that embraced that, the Lord has blessed mightily. And I'm, you know, the work I do is a fruit of that. I would never be where I am.
Amen.
Without all of that hard work from my dad and Steve, not allowing me to have an excuse. And I think that's the thing that was so frustrating to Sue this week initially was that I would not give her any excuse to not do that which was given for her to do. Now, if you can take that mentality and apply it to your walk with the Lord, there's absolutely nothing you can't accomplish in Jesus Christ. Nothing. Nothing you cannot accomplish that He's given you to do if you adopt the attitude that there is no excuse. Now, did you make some mistakes, Sue? Yes, we got an affirmative nod with a vocalized yes. So, all right, you start walking and you make a mistake. That's it, I quit. Quit, give up. Does that make any sense? I can just see it now. The first time we got this little baby, and the first time she does something we don't like, she's defective, let's get another one. We're 8 years old. We're contemplating it because I think the defect is running long and deep here. No, you don't do that, do you?
No. You want to change.
You seek to put things in place to direct things going in a better direction.
Amen.
Yeah, I could just see it now. Michael Jordan misses one shot, quits. Basketball's not for me. Or Edison in the light bulb. Psh! Oh, it didn't work. I quit. I mean, those are silly examples. But look, these people, and those are just carnal, unnecessary. Those don't have any weight. We can look in the Bible and we can see people that had a can-do attitude. I think of David. I think of David when he comes to see his brothers at the battle. He's not even old enough to be in the army yet. And he comes to the battle, and he sees this guy coming out, running his mouth at the armies of God, and he goes, who is this guy? Why hadn't somebody come out and cleaned his clock yet? And what did David do? He goes to the king, says, hey, you know, I'll go. Look, man, I had a lion and a bear come and both of them God delivered to my hands. Who is this Philistine dog? And he went out there and he cut that man down. In his own strength? No, he did it in the power of God because he went out trusting God and he knew God was with him. There was a track record of God being with him, and he knew that if he went out there, that that man's head would be his. Now, how many of us, or how many of y'all, attack the things, the giants in your life, how many of you all attack them with the same attitude as David? Well, David killed a lion and a bear, and okay. Have you not experienced the power of God in your life to deliver, to heal, to save, to change, to provide? You know, the children of Israel were wandering around the desert. They had a cloud of smoke, a pillar of smoke by day and a cloud of fire by night. They had a rock that provided water for them and all their cattle as they wandered around. It's pretty big miracles, right? Mm-hmm. Had manna on the ground. You know, God provided for them in every single capacity. They get right to the point of them going into the promised land and taking the enemy, and two guys come back and say, "Let's go, man. When are we going?" And 10 come back and say, "Oh, we're like grasshoppers. Oh, we're going to die." Oh. Which one are you? Which one are you? Do you see the challenges ahead of you and go, "Oh, phew, that's impossible"? Or do you see it and say, "Gosh, I want to know. I wonder how God's going to work this out. This looks fun." Which is it? Because the 10 that saw nothing but the downside all died in the desert. They died in their unbelief. God said he would give them that land. He would go fight for them. God said it. You know what that means? It's a done deal, man. It's a done deal. You know, argue with God? That's an argument you're not going to win. Especially when he's trying to give you good things. Now, why would you argue about that? Oh, I get the fear. I get the fear that comes on you. But the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. You know what that word fear means? Cowardice. God has not given you a spirit of fear. When that comes on you, that is not something you have to accept. That is something you are to reject, rebuke, and put off. And remind the devil and that spirit that God has not given me a spirit of fear.
Amen.
But of power, of love, and a sound mind. And if you have that, and you put on the mind of Christ, and you put on the character and nature of Christ, what is there that can stand in your way and prevent you from doing the things the Lord has for you to do? Name one thing that has the power to stand before God Almighty and prevent you from moving forward. The only thing I know is your own will. And since it's your will, you get to choose. Yes, I will believe God, or no, I won't believe God, and I'm going to believe the circumstances. It's your choice. And as we've been talking about many, many weeks, let's say you've lived your entire Christian life kowtowing. Is that the right word? I don't even know what it means, but I think it's in the right context. To the circumstances. Well, today's a new day. Today's a new day where you don't have to anymore. That's what the grace and mercy of God is all about. Today's a new day. Today, yesterday you may have said, "I can't." Today you can say, "I can," through Jesus Christ. And the enemy will get absolutely terrified as more and more believers believe and walk in the I can attitude with their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You want to see an impact in your family? You want to see an impact in your children? You want to see impact in your own life? You want to see impact in your community? You want to see an impact? You want to see the nuclear explosion of Jesus Christ everywhere you go? Change your mind from I can't to I can through Him. I can through Jesus Christ. I can heal the sick through Jesus Christ. I can raise the dead. I can cast out demons. I can see those in bondage delivered through the blood and power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Done. You can through Jesus. But if you continuously look at the circumstances and allow them to stop you short, you never will. And you will make mistakes. Here's the thing. There's a lot of grace for someone that fails trying. There's no, I don't know that there's a lot for someone that never tries. If you step out seeking to serve the Lord, and you make a mistake, man, God's grace is there. But if you sit back and just do nothing because you're afraid to even try, your end is not good. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about three servants, each given a set of money. Two of the servants went out and did something with it. One servant buried it in the ground out of fear. The master came back and said, man, if you'd just given it to the bank and gained interest, I would have been satisfied. But because you didn't do anything, he took what was given to that man, gave it to another one, and he went off where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, to me, that doesn't sound like a good outcome. Do you? Yesterday is yesterday. Today is today. And today is the day of the Lord unto salvation. Change your mind.
Show them my
than my power. But as for my servant Moses, I showed him my ways. But as for my servant Moses, I showed him my ways. Will you learn my ways? 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 As for my people Israel, I show them my power. As for my people Israel, I show them my power. But as for my servant Moses, I showed him my ways. But as for my servant Moses, I showed him my ways. Will you learn my ways? I'll learn your ways. Teach me your ways, Lord. Teach me your ways.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.